Hello, everybody, and welcome to Speaking of Sustainability, the show where we introduce you to the leaders and change agents making a difference in the sustainability space. I'm your host, Colleen Felicki. After starting my composting business in 2017, I quickly realized that our communities are looking for more ways to be sustainable in their daily lives and to support eco-friendly businesses. I'm so excited to introduce you to some sustainable superheroes as we all look to make our planet a better place for years to come. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Speaking of Sustainability. I'm your host, Colleen Felicki, and I'm super excited today. Before I introduce our guest today, I just want to mention one thing. I know I start each episode with a fact about sustainability, and this one was interesting to me as someone in the compost business. According to a report commissioned by the Washington-based National Waste and Recycling, 72% of Americans don't compost at home, 72%, but 67% would be willing to do so if it was easier. Wow. So we're what I do is make it easy. I aim to make it easy for folks to compost at home. So I am all about that. But before further ado, I'd love to introduce you to my guest today. She is someone who inspires me, and I've learned a lot from since I met her, and her name is Libby Brogy. She is the owner and founder of Crunchy Consignment, as well as the co-host of Consignment Chats. Welcome. Welcome, Libby.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here. This is wonderful.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you said yes, that you'll chat with me today.
How could I say anything else?
Yeah. So let's dig into it. Let's talk about normalizing the purchase of pre-owned goods. And I've been doing this for years, but I'd love to share this with the listeners and viewers here. Tell me what got you into consignment? I never asked you.
So probably not what you think. So I was as many of us are, like, we have our kids in elementary school and they're sending home flyers, right, for anything, you know, gift wrap, things, and we get a small percentage of the money for the school. And, you know, I'm watching this and my kids are, you know, bringing all this home. And I thought, this just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And so my friends and I got together and we're like, all right, what can we do? We live in this really cool, we were in Conshohocken. It was Conshohocken Elementary, very economically diverse area. And, you know, what can we do? So we came up with this idea of sustainable fundraising. And it was all about, okay, anything we are going to implement, any fundraiser has to be accessible to all income brackets. Mm-hmm. It has to be green. It has to support the local community and it has to support local businesses. Cause we lived in this, you know, wonderful town with all these, you know, thriving, you know, giving small businesses. And the only thing we would ever do previously is ask them for a donation. Mm-hmm. And that also didn't really make sense. We're like, all right, let's start there. Let's you know, do everything we're doing fundraising for the school, but it has to pass, you know, these parameters. And that's how I got into consignment, because one of the first things we did was we started a yearly consignment sale. It was a 3-day event. We held it at the local community center. They got involved. And everyone was able to participate. We were recycling goods and money into the community. So it wasn't just the school, it was the whole community. We highlighted local businesses. It was just such a wonderful experience. And we kind of revamped the fundraising and we came up with a sustainable fundraising idea. And that's how I got into consignment. I just kind of fell in love with the process of it. So, you know, fast forward a couple years, I'm working in technology at a bank. I'm really not feeling good about, you know, what I'm doing in the world or what I'm giving back. And I thought, all right, you know, it's time. And I opened a local consignment store. And it's just been a wild, fun ride ever since.
Sounds like it. Oh, that, yeah. I can say, like, I hadn't heard the story of how you started and as a fundraiser for a school. Do they still do the fundraiser?
I don't think they do. It lasted a couple of years after I left. And then I think with COVID and everything that happened in 2020, I think it kind of, you know, fell by the wayside. I'm hoping they'll pick it back up again. But there were other events that we held that fell into those parameters as well that they definitely still do.
That's great. Do you, as far as like encouraging others to do something like that for their school organization, do you currently work with schools or organizations that want to raise money?
So we do, yes. I have my business, Conchi Consignment, which is what I just talked about. But then there was always people that wanted to learn how to do sustainable fundraising. They're not necessarily schools. Sometimes they're nonprofits. Sometimes they're other sellers. It's any manner of things. So we get asked this question all the time, like, how can I help? How can I do this? So two of my friends and I started what started as a podcast, Consignment Chats, and it quickly developed into a large community where we work with sellers. We help people develop sustainable fundraising programs that are supportive of local community. And yeah, so we started that to answer all those questions and work with other business owners. Some of them are schools, some of them are just local nonprofits that want to, you know, do a little better. So
that's great. What area do you work in? Is this available for people all over the country?
All over the world, actually.
All over the world. Wow.
We have participants in Mallorca, in Australia, a lot of Canadian, most are Canadian in US, but yeah, all over the world.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic. So anywhere. That's great. I guess I should have possibly asked this earlier, but explain how your business model works for those that aren't familiar with consignment.
Yeah, so that's a really good question. Consignment is just, you would bring me your items, I sell them on your behalf, and you get a percentage of the sales. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, and then for those that want to, do they ship the items to you, or do they have them, and then when someone buys them, they ship it directly to the buyer?
So I house all the items that I sell that are on consignment. Okay. They are in my possession for 60 days at least. And that's how that works. Different people do different things. Now, if somebody wanted to consign with me, I encourage people first to look in their local community and see if there is a seller there. If not, I have people from all over the United States that will ship stuff to me to sell it for them.
Got it.
Some of them, so there's kind of two parts of that. Some people sell it for profit for themselves. Mm-hmm. Other people put it on. We have a bunch of charity accounts, nonprofit accounts, and they're welcome to use those as well. We do a lot of fundraising. Yeah.
That's awesome. So what is like the number one seller? What is your best seller on consignment?
Oh gosh, you know, it varies, and that is so much fun in this business. I love to be an everything seller because we're always learning about something totally new. Some people have specific, you know, some businesses just, you know, do clothing or home goods. We do everything. We really love it. I always say we do everything, including the kitchen sink. Some of my favorite things to do are architectural salvage pieces that are pulled out of old buildings. Yeah. So
wow. So you really do it all. What is the most unique item you'd say you've sold so far?
Oh my gosh. There's so many. I don't even know. And there's so many crazy stories about how items find their original home.
Oh, wow.
Like there's so many strange connections that happen all over the globe. Really, like somebody's looking for that one postcard that, you know, their grandmother sent, or it's mind blowing that how small the world is sometimes.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Do people ask you to find things for them? Like, will they reach out to you and ask you for that specific item, and then you kind of search for it with?
So we do have a wish list, right? Okay. We have customers that say, you know, if you get this, this type of item, you know, can you let me know first? Yes, of course. But never anything. I don't think we've ever had anything super specific, like a, but they're all like personalities or, you know, famous people, like a signed autograph. Like that's something that's something people generally have on the wish list. Like if anything comes in signed, I'm just thinking of the recent one was Harry Chapin. Like if anything comes in, but that's about as specific, like it's a general specific, right? That people are usually looking for. Yeah.
But you could, but that is something that you would do.
Oh, absolutely. I'm curious. We love connecting someone. People. Yeah.
Asking for a friend.
And it's so fun because I never know what's going to come through the door. Like in all honesty, I just never know what somebody is going to be consigning.
Speaking of that, I think I should remind folks to follow you on Instagram and Facebook since you do your Thursday Night Lives. Mm-hmm. Where you can actually see these items being presented, talked about. You can ask questions. Mm-hmm. I've bought a number of things over the years through.
I mean, it's so rewarding to see things find their right home. And most people are not consigning because they want the money for it. Right. Like, all right. Yeah. I mean, that's a nice bonus is you get, you know, a percentage of that sale, but most people just don't want to put their stuff in a landfill, in the garbage, in a random donation box. They want, you know, grandma's, you know, crystal vase that they don't have a use for to find somebody to love and appreciate it and give it a second life. That's why most people consign. Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. So do you have any like stats or information on, I guess, what, like how much you're keeping from the landfill by recycling these items, or what's the, you know, footprint of kind of what you're doing?
Yeah. So I am not a person for stats because they literally go in one ear and out the other. I just know that we're, you know, doing a good thing. And I don't look at the numbers or, you know, what we're doing in that respect. A lot of the other businesses I work with do. Mm-hmm. One of the women we work with she has a counter, like, you know, the little thumb counters, like people going in, and she says, all right, for every, you know, piece of clothing she ships out, like how many gallons of water she saves. And she just, that keeps her going.
So what keeps you going? What would you say?
The community.
Yeah.
The community. It is just such an amazing, supportive, like our mission at Conchi Consignment is growing a community of circular conscious people, and everything we do really, you know, feeds into that mission. You know, we're normalizing secondhand shopping, consignment shopping, you know, giving gifts maybe that are even secondhand, and just really just building that community and those connections. And it's amazing to see how far people have come even in the past. So I've been doing this 12 years, how far people have come and how their mindset shifts when they, you know, come to a live sale or they see other people, you know, participating in this circular economy and buying pre-owned stuff. It's kind of contagious.
I would agree. Absolutely. You have that ripple effect, right? You start, doing purchasing consignment, and then, you know, you're doing something else sustainable in your house or trying to be more sustainable. I love it. Yeah.
And how fun is it if everything in your house has a story, or everything in your wardrobe has a story?
Absolutely. No, I agree. I love learning about the story of things and how they're acquired.
Right. Yeah. It is. It's contagious and it's fun, and just seeing that community. So that's the only stat I personally need. There are lots of statistics out there and percentages, but for me, that's not, you know, my head isn't there. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you, I was going to say, do you feel like, other people, I know that you had mentioned like consignment chats, but, Have you inspired someone else to start a consignment business or to start consigning, or kind of been a mentor to folks that want to do it?
Countless. I don't even see. I wish I tracked stats because that would be a great stat to have, Colleen, but I don't know. I can just say countless. Like, it's what I do every day. You know, it's my passion, and it's, you know, my little piece, not my little piece. It's our little piece where we're making a difference. I have a degree in environmental pollution control as a microbiologist. And you know, so just being able to, I'm not using that degree, right? I'm not doing any microbiological tests on my inventory or anything, but you know, that environmental pollution control and that, you know, piece of my, I'm able to implement it in this small way. So it, you know,
sure.
I consider it like coming full circle. And
you are doing it on a daily basis. You know, yeah. Folks aren't throwing their clothes in the trash. Then it's not going to the landfill, right, or the incinerator. Things are being, you know, reused.
And it was like, on a lot of your podcasts, I heard like a recurring theme, and it was environmental guilt, right? Mm. Like what, you know, years ago, you can probably, you know, relate to this. It was like, all right, you know, you're in that environmental space. It's either you're all in or you're all out. Right. There's the little things don't matter. It's either you're all in and you feel guilty about everything you're doing. And so I kind of like stepped away from that because I just couldn't do all the things. I just couldn't. Right. Like I couldn't do everything perfectly. I couldn't, you know, compost perfectly and, you know, build the most sustainable house. And, you know, I came back to thinking, well, what can I do? I'm focusing so much on like being perfect and what can we do? And I love that theme in your podcast. It's all about those little things and not letting the whole big picture kind of consume you, because it can absolutely.
I've been there.
Those little things. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. It's the little things. It's a lot of us doing a little things imperfectly rather than, you know, a few of us doing them perfectly. That's what it's all about. And it adds up so quickly. The amount of things that everyone's doing put together, I wish we could quantify, but it just definitely does cause a massive shift. So kudos to you for following that passion and, you know, realizing that you did the sale, it went well, and this is something that I think I can do for 12 years, right? Is that how?
Yeah. I've had the business for 12 years. The sale was probably about 16 years ago we started that. So yeah.
Got it. Well, so where can folks find you to look at your items, follow you on social?
Yes. So you can go to ConchiConsignment.com or you can download the Conchi Consignment app right on your phone and shop there. Yeah, right on your phone. There's an app for that.
The Conchi Consignment app.
So you can find us there and connect, you know, send us a message if you want to reach out. We, you know, we love to chat with our customers. We're all about growing that community and realize everything, you know, starts small and at home. And all right. So I have a question for you, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, and it kind of ties into like that theme of environmental guilt. Does anybody ever come to you and be like, oh, well, I'm not really good at this. And they kind of like minimize, right? Like,
yes,
what they're doing. And they feel like that guilt. Like, I mean, that happens in consignment all the time. Like,
well, people feel like,
I'm not doing this perfectly. I'm not, you're doing it.
Absolutely. 100%.
We love that.
A high five, a hug, you know, you're doing something. That's all you need to do. And don't worry about the rest.
Yeah. But
yes. 100%. It makes me happy. Like I cheer for them, whatever they're doing.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what? Maybe they're not doing anything yet, but they're thinking of it and they're like making a plan or they're changing their things around so that they can do it. And it's like, you know what? That's great. Or maybe they did it and, you know, some things didn't work. So they're going to, you know, I definitely have, Yeah. And it sounds like you have as well.
Yes, we have that in common. Like if you have questions on composting, if you have questions on consignment, like this isn't about shaming people or making people feel bad about what they're doing. It's like,
right.
We're there to support, right? Like come to us, ask the questions, you know, whatever you need to do, we're there.
Yeah. No, I love that. I'm glad that you were able to talk with me today to hopefully, you know, answer some of the questions that some of our viewers and listeners have about consignment and just kind of let them realize that it's definitely it's a great thing to do. And it's not, I feel like previously may have had like a something bad attached to like, oh, I'm why would I, you know, wear something that someone else had? And it's not that. And so.
So it really struck me how much that has changed. So I don't have a storefront now. We are solely online. That works best for us. But when I had this storefront, it was my daughter. She was, I think, in sixth grade. She was in middle school, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, lots of the neighborhood kids would consign or they'd come in and they thought it was so cool when one of their friends bought their items and they would see them in school the next day.
That's awesome.
And I was like, that never would have happened in my, it would have been like a stigma attached that it would have been embarrassing. And these kids were like celebrating it. Like, this is.
That's so great to hear.
Yeah.
It has changed. It has changed for sure. My daughter does ask to go thrifting. So we'd be happy. Well,
definitely.
This has been fantastic. However, before we get out of here, I just want to ask you, do a little breakdown, ask you, what is something you feel many people aren't aware of when it comes to sustainability in the, consignment world?
Yeah, so that is an awesome question. One of the things is how consignment really gives back to the community, right? We know we're buying secondhand goods, but consignment has that extra layer of recycling the goods and the money back into your community. So think if there's a family maybe in need that is selling some of their items and they are, you know, getting money in exchange for that. It is giving them a hand up. And just that recycling. So it's not only the items, it's actually like the money that is going back into your local community and supporting them that way. So I think that's something people don't really, and I have to say, like, I didn't really realize the impact that has over maybe just going to a thrift store or a secondhand store. There's that whole attic component, which, hey, thrift shopping, secondhand stores, they're all great. And a lot of them are nonprofit and raise good money. But with consignment, you have that extra layer that really brings things in a circular way. Yeah.
Love it. Love to hear it. I urge all of you to follow Kunchi Consignment Consignment Chats.
Yeah. So if you're out there, you're listening and you're like, that sounds cool, because we get this question all the time. I think I might want to start a consignment business. Go to Consignment Chats. That is a bunch of people that are thinking about it, have been doing it for years, and we will guide you. We will hold your hands. And we're just so excited to get other people in the business. It is a very collaborative business. There's so much stuff out there. There's room for all of us. So yeah.
Love it. Thank you again. This has been wonderful.
Thank you.
And thanks for watching.
Thank you for tuning into another awesome episode of Speaking of Sustainability. Please follow and support our guests as we encourage you to continue doing your part to make a difference in our global community. And don't forget to rate, like, and share. See you next time.